For refugees, life here is challenging. Overcrowded and fragile, shelters surrounded by barbed wire fences, banned from formal education, work, and travel. Refugees say they're frequently harassed by police and camp authorities. Violence, trafficking, child marriages, and drug-related crimes are increasing inside the camp. Azra Khatun fled to Bangladesh in 2017. She has three children. Two of them were born in the camp. She is worried about their future.
We had enough. We want to go back home to Myanmar soon so that our children can get some education and have a normal life.
Bangladesh says it has done more than enough, and it's time for the UN and global community to deal with the plight of the refugees.
We have been here for 5 years already. If we have to stay here longer, in that case, the United Nations, Bangladesh government, and other organizations should find a new strategy to send us back soon.
Nearly 4,000 Rohingya refugees live along the border with Myanmar at Tumru in what's called no man's land. Conditions are harsh and they're cut off from the others.
Behind me is the only refugee camp in the no man's area. Most of it is in the Myanmar side. The rest is in the international boundary.
Conflict in Myanmar's Rakhine state is gradually spilling over close to the border.
We are unable to go to our own country still. Another fear we have now is due to frequent clashes between Arakan Buddhist rebel insurgents and the Myanmar army. It is getting very close to our camp area. We can hear artillery rounds and machine gun fire almost every day. Our children and families are in panic.
5 years on since the Rohingya arrived here, the UN Refugee Agency says they now face a protracted crisis and need help urgently.
So I think the main challenge is providing the support for them to survive on the day-to-day basis. The humanitarian needs are covered, but also moving towards what is going to happen next.
Many Rohingya refugees feel increasingly frustrated that they have little say in decisions about what happens to them, and that their fate and destiny appear to be at the mercy of others. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.